由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
We are so glad you tuned in to listen to this program.
我们非常之高兴你能够收听这个节目《天路导向》。
We have been going through a series of messages entitled The Garden versus the City.
我们呢一路在这里讲一个系列信息，这个系列信息的名字叫做花园和城市，或者说呢是神所创造的花园和人所建造的城市。
And I want to begin today by telling you about something somebody said.
今天呢，我想先跟大家讲一些人讲的一些事。
That there is a Babylonian revival going on across North America and Europe and most of the world.
那人讲什么事呢？就有人说在北美洲、欧洲和世界很多的地方呢，正是进行一个叫做巴比伦复兴运动的。
What is a Babylonian revival, you ask?
你可能会问，什么叫做巴比伦复兴运动呢？
It is fortune telling.
所谓巴比伦复兴运动呢，当中呢，是包括了算命。
It is the occult.
亦都是包括了一些隐蔽的一些巫术。
It is tarot card reading.
还有呢，就是包括了占卜这样东西。
It is astrology.
亦都包括了占星术。
It is horoscope.
还有呢，是包括星相学等等这些迷信的一些东西。
All of these latest crazes are as old as chapter 11 of the book of Genesis.
这些呢，看起来好像是一些新兴的一些狂热的迷信的玩意，但其实是很古老的了。早在创世纪的11章里面呢，就已经是有记载的了。
For those of you joining us for the first time, we are in the middle of a series of broadcasts I call The Garden versus the City.
咁如果咧，我哋当中有啲朋友系第一次收听呢个节目嘅话咧，咁想话俾你听，我哋正系讲紧一个系列信息，叫做花园同埋城市嘅。
It is the garden of God versus the city of man.
就系神所创造嘅花园同人所建造嘅城市嘅一个对比。
In today's broadcast, we will be looking at Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 to 9.
在今集的节目里面，我们会看看创世纪的11章1至到9节。
There is nothing new about the occult, as I said before.
正如我刚才所说，算命并不是一些新奇的事。
I'm going to explain this in a minute.
我等一会就会去解释多一啲关于头先所讲嘅呢一点啦。
But let me tell you what is new about this modern popularity of the occult.
不过咧，先让我讲一讲咧，就系而家流行嘅算命嘅技术咧，究竟有啲乜嘢新招咧
？These occult practices are being revived in Europe and America.
嗱，呢啲嘅新兴嘅算命术系喺欧洲同埋美洲兴起嘅。
These occult practices were not generally known to these parts of the world.
这些算命的技术呢，以前在欧洲、在美洲呢，并不算是很普及的。
They were known in India and other countries.
他们曾经是在印度或者其他的国家流传。
But in the United States alone, there are estimated to be 50 million believers in astrology.
但现在呢，单在美国啊，就估计有5000万的人是相信占星术了。
There are over 200,000 part-time psychic and fortune tellers.
有超过200,000个兼职的灵媒和那些上士。
There are over 20,000 full-time psychic and fortune tellers.
亦都有超过20,000名全职的灵媒和上士。
There are more than 2,000 newspapers across the United States that run a daily horoscope column.
在美国有超过2000份的报纸每日都刊登住星座或者是一些占卜方面的专栏。
And it is not limited to the United States.
而且这个情况不是单单在美国发生。
This epidemic is worldwide.
这个情况是正在向世界各地在蔓延的。
And it has been growing in size for many years.
在多年来他们正是不断地增长。
In this series of broadcasts, we have been contrasting the garden of God with the city of man.
在这个系列信息里面，我们一路都在比较神所创造的花园和人所建造的城市之间的一些分别。
God intended for his vice regents to live in a garden with all of its beauty.
神的心意就是让他的助手能够住在非常之美丽的花园里面。
God intended for Adam and Eve to live in a garden with all of its provision.
神的心意是给亚当夏娃住在满有神的供应的花园里面。
God intended for his vice regents to live in a garden with all of its protection.
神的心意是给他的助手住在满有保护的花园里面。
Yet man chose to build the city.
但是人却是选择去建造一座的城市。
We have looked at the city of man with all of its rootlessness.
我们看见人的城市是没有根的。
The city of man is filled with loneliness.
人所建造的城市是孤单和寂寞的。
The city of man which is filled with artificiality.
人所建造的城市充斥着虚假。
The city of man that is filled with arrogance and pride.
人所建造的城市亦都是充斥住自负和骄傲的。
In our last broadcast, we concluded by stating how God righteously judged the city of man.
在上一集的节目里面，我们的结论就是讲到神怎样去公义的审判人所建造的城市。
By sending the flood to cover the earth.
就是用洪水去淹没大地。
The Lord used Noah to warn the people of the earth.
神曾经是叫过挪亚去警告地上的人。
But they did not listen.
但是这些地上犯罪的人，他们没有去听挪亚的劝告。
And everyone but Noah's family was destroyed in that great flood.
所以呢，结果除了挪亚一家，地上的人全部都被洪水消灭了。
After the flood, Noah's children populated the earth once more.
咁喺洪水之后，挪亚嘅后裔咧就再一次喺地上繁殖起嚟。
Noah had three sons.
挪亚有三个仔。
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
佢哋分别叫做闪、含同埋雅弗。
Ham sinned against his father and ridiculed his father.
含咧就犯错，得罪咗佢嘅父亲，亦都咧系嘲弄佢嘅父亲。
And he received the curse.
咁结果咧，佢就受到咒诅啦。
That curse was transferred to his descendants.
呢个咒诅一路传俾佢嘅后代。
Shem, on the other hand, honored his father.
咁另一方面咧，闪就尊敬佢嘅父亲。
So he and his descendants received a blessing.
所以呢，閃和他的后代呢，都得到祝福了。
Make no mistake about it, God blesses you when you love your parents.
所以呢，请你留意了，就是当你爱你的父母的时候呢，神就会赐福给你，这个是千真万确的。
Abraham was a descendant of Shem.
亚伯拉罕就是閃的后代了。
But Canaan was a descendant of Ham.
咁而迦南咧就系含嘅后代。
One of Ham's descendants by the name of Nimrod laughed and mocked God's curse upon his forefathers。
在含的后人当中呢，有一个人是叫做零六。咁呢个人呢，佢嘲笑神对佢祖先嘅咒诅。
Let us look at the scripture in Genesis 11:1-9.
嗱，让我哋呢一齐翻开创世纪嘅11:1-9，系创世纪11:1-9。嗱，请听我读出咧。那时天下人的口音语言都是一样，他们往东边迁移的时候，在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。他们彼此商量说：来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当灰泥。他们说：来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。耶和华降临，要看看世人所建造的城和塔。耶和华说：看啊，他们成为一样的人民，都是一样的言语。如今既做起这事来，以后他们所要做的事就没有不成就的了。我们下去，在那里变乱他们的口音，使他们的言语彼此不通。于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上，他们就停工不做那城了，因为耶和华在那里变乱天下人的言语，使众人分散在全地上，所以那城名叫巴别。
I can use my imagination about this man Nimrod.
我哋咧可以系想象一下呢个叫做零六嘅人。
I can imagine him to be saying.
我可以想象得到咧，佢喺度讲。
God said what?
神讲乜嘢话
？We are going to be slaves to the descendants of Shem.
我哋会成为闪后裔嘅奴仆。
What kind of God is this?
神佢究竟系一个点样嘅神啊
？I'm going to show him who is what。
我就要让佢知道到底边个系啲乜嘢。
Instead of recognizing his ancestor's sin，
咁呢一个嘅零六咧，佢唔单止冇承认佢先祖嘅罪。
Instead of repenting and turning to the Lord and finding favor in the eyes of the Lord，
佢唔单止唔肯认罪。回转向神，恳求神嘅怜悯。
Nimrod wanted to defy God and God's plan.
零六公然要去悖逆神同埋神嘅计划。
Nimrod wanted to prove that he was not in need of God.
零六要去证明佢唔需要神。
Nimrod wanted to build a civilization to oppose God.
零六要建立一个敌对神嘅文化。
People who refuse to believe in Jesus Christ are under God's judgment.
嗰啲拒绝相信耶稣基督嘅人都会受到神嘅审判。
And anyone who refuses to deal with the cause of that judgment,
任何人如果拒绝去面对导致受审判嘅原因呢
，is in rebellion.
就系咧喺悖逆当中啦。
There are people who are under curse who refuse to come to God for freedom from that curse.
有啲人受咗咒诅，佢哋咧就拒绝嚟到神嘅面前，寻求从嗰个嘅咒诅里边解脱出嚟，得以自由。
Do you know why?
你知唔知点解咧
？Because that requires the submission to God.
因为咁做啊，系需要先向神顺服噶。
Every disease and every sickness known to mankind is the result of the original sin.
人类所知道的每一种疾病都是原罪带来的后果。
Every pain and every heartache in the world is the result of the original sin.
世界上每一种的痛苦，每一种的伤心都是原罪带来的后果。
Every sin and consequence of sin is the result of the fall of man.
每一件嘅罪同埋罪嘅后果都系人嘅堕落所造成嘅。
And today, 2,000 years after Christ was born,
喺耶稣基督降生咗二千年之后嘅今日。
Today, 2,000 years after Christ's provision for salvation,
喺耶稣基督为我哋设下救恩已经二千年后嘅今日。
Today, after Christ's provision of victory,
喺耶稣基督建立胜利之后嘅今日。
Those who refuse to submit to him are defying God.
嗰啲拒绝信服神嘅人就系悖逆神啦。
Look at the way we deal with the curse of sin.
睇下我哋自己啊，系点样去处理罪所带嚟嘅咒诅嘅。
If there is a new virus in the universe,
如果喺呢个世界上边发现咗一种新嘅病毒
，we say, oh, we can eliminate it.
咁我哋咧就会话啊，我哋有办法咧可以消灭呢种病毒嘅。
If there is an incurable disease,
如果世界上出现咗一种新嘅不治之症
，we say, oh, we will cure that.
咁我哋好可能咧就会话啊，我哋可以医得好呢种病嘅。
We brag saying, give us enough money, give us enough time and technology, and we can do anything.
我哋咧好多时都自夸咁话，如果有足够嘅金钱，有足够嘅时间，有足够嘅科技，咁我哋咧就乜嘢都能够做得到啦。
We don't need God, we have technology.
我哋有科技，所以我哋根本唔需要神。
We don't need God, we have science.
我哋拥有科学，所以我哋唔需要有神。
We don't need God, we have supercomputers.
我哋拥有超级电脑，所以我哋唔需要神。
We don't need God, we have our ingenuity and talents.
我哋有自己嘅创造力同埋聪明才智，所以我哋唔需要有神。
You don't have to be a great Bible scholar to understand that God cannot be defied.
你唔需要系一个伟大嘅圣经学者，先至能够咧去识得神系唔可以悖逆嘅。
God's judgment cannot be defied.
神嘅审判系唔可以违抗嘅。
God's decrees cannot be defied.
神嘅命令系唔可以违背嘅。
There is only one way to escape the curse of sin.
只有一个方法先至可以逃避。罪嘅咒诅
，and that is by coming to the only one who took the curse upon himself。
唯一嘅方法就系咧嚟到嗰位唯一嘅救主，嗰位代表我哋承担咒诅嘅主面前。
That is why Jesus is given the name above every name。
呢个就系点解耶稣嘅名系高于天下间嘅所有名。
And that is why at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
亦即是为什么耶稣的名受到万民所跪拜、万民所称重，他就是神了。
Why?
为什么我这样说呢?
Because he took a curse upon himself that did not belong to him.
因为他将那个本来不属于他的咒诅承担在自己身上。
It was your curse and it was my curse that he took upon himself.
这个他拿来承担在自己身上的咒诅本来是属于你亦都是属于我的。
Now let's go back to Nimrod.
嗱，而家咧，让我哋翻翻到去零六嗰度啊。
Nimrod wanted to build a civilization.
零六要建立一种嘅文化。
Nimrod wanted to make God obsolete.
零六要将神变成过去式。
Ultimately, Nimrod wanted his civilization to oppose God.
零六最终的目的就是用他的文化来跟神对敌。
That civilization we call Babylon or the Tower of Babel.
我们呢就称那种的文化呢为巴比伦或者是巴别塔了。
Today, I want to tell you why Babylon has always occupied a significant place in the Bible.
今天我要告诉大家听为什么巴比伦在圣经里面占了一个很重要的位置呢？
From the beginning of Genesis 11 all the way to the book of Revelation,
由创世纪的十一章一直去到启示录那里，
Babylon is a symbol of living at enmity with God.
巴比伦呢，一路都象征和神为敌的情况。
Babylon is a symbol of following false gods.
巴比伦亦都象征随从嗰啲嘅假神。
Babylon is a symbol of abomination of earthly cities.
巴比伦象征嗰啲可憎厌嘅地上嘅城市。
How did Babylon get that dubious reputation?
巴比伦啊，系点样得到咁样咁可疑嘅名声嘅咧
？It all began here in Genesis 11 when Nimrod.And the inhabitants of Babylon said to themselves,
咁呢一个嘅名声啊，早喺创世纪咧已经开始噶啦。创世纪嘅十一章嗰度记载话，零六同巴比伦嘅居民咁样讲
，Let's come and build a city with a tower to reach heaven。
就话咧嚟啦，我哋要建造一座城同埋一座塔，个塔嘅顶咧要通天嘅。
And with this building project.The formal and well-organized opposition to God among humanity began.
咁呢一个嘅建筑计划啊，就成为咗人类正式同埋有组织咁样去敌挡神嘅开始啦。
My listening friends,
我亲爱嘅听众朋友
，There are three important things you must remember about the people of Babylon.
嗱，你一定咧要记住巴比伦人三方面嘅重点。
One.
第一个嘅重点就系、
，They had a vision for a city without God。
佢哋嘅梦想啊，就系起一座冇神嘅城市。
Two，
第二个嘅重点就系、
，They had a vision for stealing God's glory。
第二个嘅重点咧，就系佢哋嘅梦想啊，系去窃取神嘅荣耀。
Three，
第三个嘅重点就系、
，They had a vision for the religion of self-worship。
他们的梦想就是很想自我崇拜和一些自我崇拜的宗教。
Let's look first at this vision for a city without God.
请让我们先看看神的城市有什么梦想的呢？
Nimrod wanted to build a great empire with a religious system.
零六他很想去建立一个带有宗教系统的庞大的王国。
That is, he wanted a system in opposition to God of heaven and earth.
咁咧，呢一个嘅宗教系统咧，系敌对天地嘅真神嘅。
In a deliberate act, the citizens of Babylon chose to reject the knowledge of the true God.
当巴比伦嘅人民故意选择拒绝承认真神。
And when people reject the true God,
咁而当人拒绝真神嘅时候
，like it or not, they will embrace false gods。
佢哋咧就会身不由己咁样系转向嗰啲嘅假神。
Whether they acknowledge it or not，
无论啊佢哋承唔承认
，when people reject the true God，
当人拒绝真神嘅时候
，they will worship other objects。
佢哋咧就会去。敬拜其他嘅嘢，佢哋咧会崇拜其他嘅事物。
The Bible speaks of the mystery of Babylon。
圣经咧有提及到巴比伦嘅奥秘。
And I want to tell you all about this mystery。
咁我咧就要话俾大家所有关于呢一个历史事迹嘅人听。
And that is why I want you to tune in next time for me to tell you about the mystery of Babylon。
咁请大家咧系留意收听下一集嘅节目，我将会同大家讲关于巴比伦嘅奥秘。
我望着前路， 是迷乱像网一片，几多挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波，在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力，海天皆响应，每日刻变幻，亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间，在你的手里，一切定有事。神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来到人。眺望滔滔海波，在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力，海天皆响应，每一刻变幻，亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间，在你的手里，一切定有事。神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来到人。
是啦，咁今集嘅天路导向呢嚟到呢一度。如果你对今集嘅内容有任何意见，又或者在读经的时候遇到疑难，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天和麦克牧师去分享的。信封面只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，我们下集再会了。